And we're going to zero in on the drought here. 2 years of underwhelming rain totals and snowpack means California is now going through another drought. Combined with record high dry vegetation growth, we could be looking at a potentially highly destructive wildfire season ahead. The conditions have caused Governor Newsom to declare a drought emergency for 41 counties in the state. This week, we begin a series looking at California's emerging drought crisis. In part one, KCBS's Kathy Novak gets a look at just how dry conditions are affecting one region of the Bay Area.
Flying over Sonoma County, you get a picture of why this area was one of the first officially declared to be in a drought emergency, with rainfall at less than 40% of the historic average in some parts.
The grass is pretty dry for mid-May. The grass is almost completely cured.
Fire ecologist Dr. Sasha Berlman is pointing out areas burned in recent years and says the river is drier than usual, too.
We're looking at the glass fire now.
She's the director of the Fire Forward program at Audubon Canyon Ranch, which works to educate landowners about stewardship measures such as fuel management as they face wildfires, climate change, and drought.
Absolutely, drought is also worsening our fire seasons. And where we haven't been doing successful stewardship for 100 years, we have way too many trees competing for very limited water.
Just last week, Governor Gavin Newsom extended the drought emergency declaration to 41 of the state's 58 counties.
In the last few weeks, we've lost roughly 500,000 acre feet of runoff compared to what we had anticipated, which, put into language that I hope people can understand, is the equivalent of 1 million households receiving water for a year.
Peter Glick, co-founder of the Pacific Institute in Oakland, says whether the governor makes it official across the entire state or not,
we're absolutely in a drought. There's no doubt about that.
It's the second year of this drought, which follows the last five-year drought that ended in 2017.
It's not just that this year's a bad year, it's that we seem to be having a string of droughts.
Dr. Glick says climate change is influencing extreme events, and our water systems are designed for a climate that no longer exists.
Things that we did in the 20th century aren't going to solve our problems in the 21st century. We built on all the good dam sites in California and plenty of bad dam sites in California. We already take too much water out of the system, and our ecosystems are collapsing, our fisheries are collapsing, our salmon are going extinct.
The good news, he says, is there are smart things we can and should do, from taking shorter showers to growing food with less water. But he says if we don't start managing our water systems differently, there will be more pressure on ecosystems.
This whole ridgeline here, you can see this is all part of the Nuns Fire footprint.
And more tensions over who gets water in a state where wells are already running dry.
It's a terrible outrage that in a state like California, as rich as we are in money and technology and education, that there are vast communities that don't have access to safe water, the most fundamental human right.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how the drought is already impacting residents and farmers in the Central Valley. Kathy Novak, KCBS.